Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well. Everyone enjoyed their weekend. Blessed and highly favored. A big good morning from me and my chickaboos over here. And forevermore, you will always be in my thoughts and prayers to all the ones out there who lost loved ones to the COVID-19 and still going through the struggle. I can't say enough how, you know, you are just continuously in my thoughts and prayers. We're all over here still in New York City, you know, striving every day, pushing every day, and doing what we got to do. I have my good cup of coffee to all my coffee lovers out there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we have Baby Lennon. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Brooklyn's in here doing her remote learning. The teachers was a little steep today because we have over 100 articles to read, literally. But anywho, not for nothing, guys. You know, we're staying focused. We're quarantining, still doing our social distances. New York City is still on pause. We had got a briefing from the governor. I think they're taking it into May 15 or the end of May. I'm not for sure yet. You can Google it. But anywho, guys, you know, like I said, we're just trying to stay inspired, doing what we got to do to stay safe and stop the spread, you know? Yeah, baby, go ahead. So, you know, we're just doing what we got to do to stop the spread and praying for others and people. I know you may feel like you're the healthiest camp in the world. You don't need nothing. You don't need nobody. Or you don't see nothing floating around in the air. Listen, this is America. Okay, we don't know what she got going on, okay? Cover your face up when you out in public. Give people their 6 feet distance. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I've been moving like a boss lady. You got to give me 50 feet, okay? I've never ever been the type to let nobody just be all up on me anyway. You feel me? So anyway, with that being said, let's respect one another. I was passing by out here in New York. I was passing by a group of older people, and they was arguing back and forth about the 6 feet distance thing and, you know, going back and forth and arguing. It was kind of getting violent, you know what I'm saying, just because a person was actually too close. And we don't want to be getting out of control out here in society about who's close and who's far. So let's respect everybody's wishes. Do what we got to do, guys, and keep encouraging and lifting each other up and just having each other's back. You know what I'm saying? You got to have respect, okay? In order to make it in this life out here, you got to have respect. You know? And, you know, not for nothing, we got to do what we got to do to stay on top. And, you know, keep going. Helping Brooklyn with her remote learning. Brooklyn, you finished that with the writing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nope, wait,
so,
no.
Okay, yeah, so you have to write down your titles, and then you got to go back to the story so you can write down the events. Yeah, I know, but you got to do your work. Fourth grade is harder. I be trying to tell Brooklyn all the time, like, Brooklyn, listen, I know it seems like you're in college right now, but fourth grade is a little harder, so we got to strive and get through this thing. And I know to all you kids out there, y'all are in my thoughts and prayers. Kids, keep pushing, okay? Keep pushing. I know it seems like it's so laid back and you're getting a little lazy because you can eat your snacks and do your work and do all this stuff at home, but at the end of the day, keep pushing yourself, okay? Now, what I have done in my house, I have two atmospheres set up, okay? The kids have their regular bedroom, which is for relaxing, reading their little books, you know, and their little playing with the doll babies and their little girl time. But in the living room and eating part of the house is where we set up the little table for Brooklyn to do her remote learning. And, you know, the baby does her learning, too, for a good hour. Little learning videos off the, we got the ABC and we got the YouTube thing popping off with her. So they have two different atmospheres. So although we're in the house, I'm fluctuating their atmospheres. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not for nothing to parents who don't like to decorate or put pictures up and this and that. It will help the kids that's in the house 7 days a week. Put some pictures up. Put some inspirational words up. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stories that Brooklyn have on her remote learning, we listen to the stories together. So a lot of them have the text and a lot of them have the audio. So that have to keep on going and going and going. Be nice, London. Be nice. Give her a shoe back. Brooklyn, go ahead and finish writing your work. Go ahead and finish writing your work down. Do what you got to do. Go ahead and write down the top of it and write down the events.
You need to get your plate. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Brooklyn is from Brooklyn, so, you know, my days don't be easy out here in New York, New York. She can't get to see her Nana and stuff like that, so she be a little ill some days. But like I told her, you got to keep pushing, and you got to adjust your attitude because the work has to get done and the assignments have to get turned in. So, you know what I'm saying? The next thing I'm looking at is, you know, that I have to, you know, keep on pushing myself and doing what I got to do to make sure she stay on top, stay inspired, and do what she got to do. So at the end of the day, go ahead and finish writing that down, Brooklyn. And, you know, just try to stay on her. As parents, you know, we can be nice and sweet to the kids and stuff like that, and we got to have patience and stuff. But at the same time, you still got to be a firm parent. You know what I'm saying? To let them know that this work that they're doing is serious. Them turning their assignments in on time is serious. Them getting their attendance is serious. And a big shout out to her teacher, Miss Perez. If you can hear the sound of this podcast, know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you so much for keeping the work flowing in every week since school been out and since New York City been on pause. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I don't have nothing to sit back and complain for. God has been blessing me daily, weekly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just getting blessed out of the air. You know what I'm saying? But I believe. I have faith. You know what I'm saying? I read my Bible. You know what I'm saying? And like I told you guys, I read the Quran too. Anything of righteousness and that's in English that I can read, that I understand, I'm all for it. Anything to feed my mind and soul, you know, positive energy, I'm all with it, you know? Sugarfoot, you being nice?
Yeah.
Okay, tell the people, want to talk to the people?
Yeah.
What you want to say?
Mommy, the girl with the hair.
And what else?
And the haircut.
You want me to do your hair?
Huh?
You want me to do your hair?
Nope.
Okay. So London wants to tell on me. Their hair is out right now. I done took both of their hairs out. So we're here looking like natural African beauties right now. But not for nothing, guys. You know, hey, we doing what we got to do over here. Staying encouraged, staying inspired, keeping the girls going. These two little feisty fire cats. But hey. Had to take a good cup of sip of that good cup of coffee. My coffee lovers out there, what you got in your coffee? But not for nothing, guys. Like I said, anytime during the week, check in, check my podcast out. To all my listener supports out there, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you're getting some type of positive energy out of this to push yourself, do what you got to do. And you know what I'm saying? Black Diamond just trying to be a booster for you, an energy booster.
Mom,
yes, sweetie.
I'm ready.
Okay, wait a minute. You get ready to do your learning?
Yep.
Yeah. And this little London over here, this little three-year-old of mine, she keeps me busy, keeps me on my tippy toes, okay? Literally, all right? So at the end of the day, like I was saying, guys, we got to stay on top. We got to stay on top. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, during the weekdays, you can come check my podcast out. Look through the episodes, see which one that enthuses you or, you know, drives you or whatever. And it's just me and my girls sending out positive ways, doing what we got to do to motivate the next individual or the next parent or the next father, whoever's out there, you know what I'm saying, doing what they got to do for their kids during this remote learning time and this pandemic time. And like I said, not for nothing, we all want to stay in each other's prayers and thoughts. Be thoughtful. Be mindful of others who done lost their loved ones, healthy loved ones. I done talked to numerous colleagues who have lost loved ones and friends to the COVID-19 chick that came from hell, okay? And it's devastating, excuse me, guys, as devastating as it is that, you know, hey, these people are healthy. And here comes this infection, disease thing out of nowhere and just taking people out from a cough, a sneeze, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, people, cover your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Wash your hands. This is the things that we're supposed to been doing. These are the things that we are supposed to been teaching our children. You know what I'm saying? Which mine's not for nothing, already know. Mama don't play. Any little thing they do around here, they washing their hands and all this. Now, I don't play the hand sanitizer thing too close, because at the end of the day, hand sanitizer is not soap. Okay, let's get that straight, okay? I can see if you need a little something quick out there in the streets to clean yourself up right quick and this and that. But when we in this house, oh, it's soap and water. Antibacterial soap, okay? Yeah, guys. So, you know, just staying on top, doing what we got to do. Teaching the girls. And mind you, kids are very, very charismatic and very outgoing. And they get bored fast. So you got to be an exciting parent. And me, I'm a very excited parent. But when I say shut down, it's shut down. Because you have to have a little quiet time in the house, you know? So, you got that written down, Brooklyn? Let's see what you got right here. Masako's parents use her Japanese name, and Masako was born in California. Okay, so I want you to put down some details from the story about what they use her name from. You need to go back to the story? Go back to the story and see what they ask and see what they use her name for. Yeah, so helping Brooklyn get through her ELA right now.
Hi there. Are you ready to
okay,
read aloud?
You got it?
Today we are
let's see. Yeah, so you know, not for nothing, in the midst of me being great, I am a parent, you know what I'm saying? So these journeys of a parent to an artist, you know, to a businesswoman, I have to fluctuate, guys. I have to fluctuate. And so I balance myself out. I balance myself off with, you know, business, music, and the kids, which off top, health and kids come first. Everything else is like, you know, extra. Extra for me, you know? So, and not for nothing, I want to give a big shout out to Deanna Williams. Yes, okay? Big support system out there. One of my closest, dearest friends down in Raleigh, North Carolina. I want to give her a big shout out. She's very supportive of me and the girls during the pandemic time. And I really, 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 really do appreciate it. And I appreciate all the support that I can get out there during this pandemic time. And not for nothing, I can never thank my mother enough. I have the greatest mother in the world. Lord, I thank you. She has been very supportive. She has been very supportive of me and the girls during the pandemic time. So, guys, it's always that support system. It's like when you don't got nobody that's going to have your back sincerely, it seems like things fall down. You feel me? So, like, you got to have that support system. You got to be, you know, built up, strong, you know what I'm saying, doing what you got to do. So, at the end of the day, not for nothing, encourage yourself, push yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't just lay there in your sobbing tears and wondering, what should I do? Pick yourself up. Get a positive book. I don't know if y'all guys have heard of, I have a book that I read, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. This book will change your life forever, because I had this book, I started reading this book 8 years ago, but it's by Steve Chandler, S-T-E-V-E Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. A big shout out to Steve Chandler, because I got this book 8 years ago from my mother, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, and this book right here was a big eye-opener to me. Like, I still made a little mistakes here and there through life, but at the end of the day, I knew how to pick myself back up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes you have to read a little literature, do a little different stuff to get yourself going and get stuff, you know, where you want it to be at. But not for nothing, guys. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling inspired. We're starting our Monday off good. And like I said, it's always good when you got this good cup of coffee. Yeah, I don't think my world would be going without coffee right now. But, yeah, guys, so I just was checking in with you guys, and I want you guys to have a wonderful, prosperous week. And to those who's, you know, going through or have to bury family members and this and that, You're in my thoughts and prayers, and all I can tell you guys is just do what you got to do to stop the spread. Stop the spread. Quarantine, stay inside, stay safe. If you have to leave out to make essential moves, make your essential moves and get back to the house and do what you got to do. Until next time, guys, the Black Diamond loves you. Yes, London. Say later, guys.
Later, guys. See you when you...